Reboots are all over television right now, from Roseanne to Will and Grace, but updating a show that's aimed at children and teenagers often means reworking the friendship between female characters. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Let's take The Muppet Show. Just one piece of tasty intellectual property recyclable over and over to new generations. But one of its most iconic characters is a bit of a throwback.
Oh, it's Kermit! My Kermit! Oh,
Miss Piggy's romantic obsession with Kermit the Frog is hardly reciprocal, yet she pursues him relentlessly.
Oh, Kermit, I will never leave your side till you have taken your last breath.
Miss Piggy saw every other lady character as competition. So when Disney Jr. rebooted the 1980 spin-off, Muppet Babies, producers gave Piggy a new female best friend named Summer.
And then, Summer, give me that one more time at 143, please.
At a recording studio in Burbank, California, voice actors played a scene between Piggy, she's just Piggy in the reboot, and Summer, a penguin who's just made her friend a present.
Surprise, Piggy! I need your crown.
Oh, thank you, Summer. Moi loves it even more because you made it.
That's adorable.
Even though these characters are kids, the producers of Muppet Babies admit that Piggy came with challenges.
Piggy is that person who's a little bit about herself.
A little? And then,
Muppet Studios executive Debbie McClellan and the show's executive producer Tom Warburton say that helps make Piggy a realistic little girl.
Piggy is her bold and brash self, and she is obviously the boss of the playroom, and she's completely welcoming to another girl coming to the playroom as long as she knows who's in charge.
Piggy is bossy and impatient, but Warburton says her friendship with another girl gives her more dimensions.
We have an episode where Piggy is a superhero. She calls herself Super Fabulous. She's making a superhero cape, and Summer says, hey, can I be a superhero too? And Piggy's a little bit like, well, wait, I'm the superhero in this room. There can be two superheroes.
But of course, there can be. And there's a kids' show lesson about letting friends in on the fun.
So let your friends in on the fun.
I don't know how you could ever tell a story about a female character in 2018 who isn't friends with other girls.
Sarah Schechter has given this topic plenty of thought. She helped revamp two big pieces of intellectual property that featured less substantial female friendships in earlier iterations, Supergirl and Riverdale, based on the Archie comic books. The animated Archie show of the 1960s featured two girls competing for the red-headed hunk.
What a groovy dancer. Groovy. I am all mine, Betty.
In today's live-action reboot, Betty and Veronica sound more like this.
Betty, now that it's just us girls, and at the risk of us failing the Bechdel test, are you legitimately cool with Archie and me? Swear in the September issue.
And on my copy of Forever by Judy Blume.
Buried in that pile of references is the Bechdel test, cartoonist Alison Bechdel's test about whether female characters talk to each other about something other than a man. But Riverdale's writers do not idealize Betty and Veronica's revamped friendship.
Come on, Betty. Don't be such a wallflower. Your boyfriend.
When these teenage characters fight, it's not over Archie. It's over disappointing each other. Like at a party when Betty gets mad at Veronica for trying out a drug.
Acting like some privileged, shallow, airhead party girl.
Excuse me?
You know, it's not about avoiding conflict, but we want to give them life and firmly place them in the present.
Sarah Schechter says exploring female friendship is essential to updating older intellectual property. Even in an episode where Betty and Veronica kiss, she says, well, high school girls sometimes do. The point is showing friendships between girls that are competitive, supportive, freighted, fun, and most of all, believable. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.